Thank you for calling BizFi, your one-stop source for business.
Hey, Anthony.
Hey, Jeff. What's going on?
So a few questions about this Randy's deal.
Sure.
Do you know how many locations this is for?
Yeah, so they currently have 3 locations, and they just opened one recently. So this
would be for the 3 or all 4?
It would be for, he would use it for one individually, for the newest one that they just opened up.
But he's submitting the banks for all?
For all 3 locations, correct.
Okay, so. Alright, because he's got, each account is not super strong.
Okay.
And he's got a crap ton of banks. So what we can do is, so right now it works out to be.
Is there any way we can do like a combination of all 3 bank accounts and?
Well, that's what I'm looking at. So,
okay, cool.
Everything would be on one, but in terms of the daily, he couldn't afford the full daily payment off in any singular account.
Okay.
His master account is the weakest, actually.
Yeah, the one we initially sent in.
Yeah, 319.
Okay.
Is actually his weakest account. Okay. And the combined daily, leaving it as is right now, is would be 868, would be 869, which is definitely way too high to come off of that account. So what I could do is I could break it up into thirds, so a third will come off each of his location accounts.
Okay, I see what you're saying. So that way, we'd have to deduct out of that.
That way, we can get him the full 198.
Okay.
But it's pretty much anything over 100, 125.
Yeah.
We'd have to do that on.
Okay. I mean, yeah.
I want to keep each daily below 300.
Okay.
Or as low as possible, obviously, but
yeah,
that would make account 3190, 8243, and 6928 each have a daily of 290.
Okay.
So let me pull the statements one more time before. If one of them is stronger and one of them is weaker, maybe just double one of them.
Yeah.
Three.
Absolutely. If there's like a way we can break down the percentages, maybe if one has,
yeah,
like, you know, 45% of the average daily.
Yeah.
Okay.
Exactly what I'm thinking. And, you know, we can do that in any capacity for the deal. Where is the submission for this? I'm going to come in. 129. And now as far as the contracts go,
mm-hmm,
we would need to put all the legals and DBAs for all of them on the contracts.
Okay. I'll make sure to run that by the funding department.
And he's got, so on one of them, on one of the accounts, he's bouncing a check consistently for $5,170.
Okay.
I don't know if that's rent, but I mean, for...
Yeah. I can see. I can take a look and
kind
see
of,
if they
looks
am.
Like it.
Okay.
These like any all these guys that own like large franchises.
Mm-hmm.
There's always something going on.
I know what you're saying. I don't. I'm not too familiar with Grandy's, but from researching it.
I didn't even know it was franchise till I saw there was 3 locations, and I.
Yeah, it's big in looks like a certain part of the country. I think like the South. But what I'm seeing now, it looks like they own the property, but I could have more clarification on that.
They could own one of them and then rent another 2, or they could own 2.
Yeah, we don't have that breakdown right now of, like,
yeah,
which locations they own or which ones they rent, or if they own all of them or rent all of them.
Account 8243 is strong enough. Account... So this is 3190... So this one's got a few negative days, and this is the one with most of the transfers, and then let's see what the other one is. So yeah, it looks like his two non-main accounts are actually the stronger of the
okay.
three. Well,
so the one that wasn't sent.
Relatively, no, actually, never mind. I take that back. 8243 is the strongest. 6928 is 692. Green 190 and then 6928 are pretty close. They're both have bounced large bounce checks for like seven. For like this one's got one for $7,800 bounce.
Okay.
So yeah, we could do. I mean, we're gonna have to do some kind of breakdown between the three accounts. You can talk to the merchant if you want to have the rep, or you want me to talk to the merchant like tomorrow because I'm leaving now. You can have the rep. I want me to talk to the merchant tomorrow, see what he'd be comfortable with, like how he want to break it down. Obviously, like if he wants 50K or 75K or whatever, it's not really an issue. But if you guys want anywhere near the full like 150 to 200,
okay.
we'd have to do this.
But it's okay. Let me just write that down. So if it's under 250K, you think we would just be able to, I mean, if it's under 150K.
If it's under, let's see what that works out to be. So if it's, so again, this is assuming it stays on 15 months, by the way. If you guys go on a lower term.
Okay.
It would, you know, because obviously the daily is going to increase. So at 120K, we only need to take off two accounts. No, that's assuming it stays on a longer term.
Okay, like 15 months.
12, 15 months.
Okay.
If at 75K, I'll keep it on to one account.
Okay, and that's the maximum for those respective amount of bank accounts that we would need, right? Okay.
Yeah, correct. Yeah, anything over 120, we're going to need to take off the three. Anything
okay.
five and 120, we can go off two, and anything below 75, we can go off.
So do you just want me to confirm with the merchant that if it is needed to go above 120, that it's okay, that they're okay using three bank accounts?
Well, I mean, it's the only way we're gonna be able to do it, and we do it a lot for merchants that have
okay
their franchises like this. It's generally, how we do it, because each location generally brings in, especially if they don't have like a complete master account. Like the guy really doesn't have full master. He's still doing an average of 55 in the other two accounts, and then 100 in the other. For someone who owns multiple locations, whatever it is. If they don't have a master account that everything transfers into, and the others are just sweeps, this is how we generally do it.
Okay, I'll go ahead and pass that information on. Is there any way we can get like the approval terms for? Okay,
I'm working on it right now. Yeah, so it's gonna be Diamond. It's gonna be stipped at 15 months.
Okay,
and then obviously the longer the term, that the better. You know, the easier it is, I guess, working that. Where?
Well, I think we got everything all straightened out now, so they should be calling you very soon to do the call.
Okay. All right. Well, yeah. When I find the deal in our system, I'll get it over to you.
Okay. Yeah. Just take your time.
Yeah. Cool. All right. Thanks, Anthony.
Yeah. No problem. Thanks, Jeff. I appreciate it.
All right, later.
Okay. Bye.